Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Symphonic Band. This is Jose Lopez, Director of Bands at Port Charlotte Senior High School, welcoming you to the Florida Bandmasters Association District 8 High School Concert Band Music Performance Assessment. This is Thursday afternoon, March 3rd, 2016. We are at Edgewater High School here in Orlando. It will be my pleasure this afternoon to listen to your ensemble perform, and as you're performing, I hope to be able to make some comments that will help you as you continue developing your musical program. Certainly wish you guys the very best of luck, and we'll get back with you as soon as you're ready to begin. Okay, here we go with Proud Heritage Concert March, William Latham. It's a difficult line. We're having a little difficulty hearing the quarter notes that moved on beats one and two in the lower brass at one, okay? Nice work here with the phrasing and the shaping of the phrase in circle two. Okay, we've got to be a little bit careful here. We're out of tune in the lower brass starting at circle four, so the clarity, the half note movement with the accents is just a little bit out of focus, okay? Sudden the accents and stress accents on the eighth notes instead of the staccato, okay? Yeah, good job here. Trumpets, okay, the clarity, some clarity issues, measure 150, 116, saxophones, baritones, upper woodwinds, really, really bite into this eighth figure. One dia ta 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 dum, okay? Whoa, one dia ta 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 dum, really drive there. Okay, yeah, the fanfare, got to be real careful. It's so, so hard to play that controlled and in tune with the octaves, but also dynamically below the melody. Let's really, really, really be careful, lower brass, when we go into the bottom register, okay? Like when we play the B flats there and clarify ourselves, okay? That it's just not as clean as we'd want it to be. Yeah, we're losing the clarity of the articulations in the trumpets, okay? You know, really, really large ensemble is controlling their fortes. Because it's a large ensemble, the clarity issues in the inside harmonization voices in the sections, and just the lining up of the different figures, whether they be, excuse me, half notes or whether they be the quarter notes, it's just inconsistent. We have to be really, really, really careful about that. And just remember, just the lower you play, the shorter. If you play the notes shorter, to give us an opportunity to really try to line those things up as well as we possibly can, okay? A couple of places where we have to be careful that the tubas don't sort of get lost in the shuffle, that we really make sure that the bass clarinet to the tuba sound there with the foundations of the quarter notes on beats one and two are nice and solid and consistent, okay? Okay, here goes Mackey, Sheltering Sky. Really, really good tune. Really good tune. Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
there leading, okay? Pretty good job, horns there at measure six, okay? Yeah, oboe, just sing. You've got a nice sound, just sing. Don't worry about that dynamics. This got a beautiful line, okay? Change to get on the half notes, okay? Measure the letter B. Trumpets, okay, you've heard that 1,000 times. One before C, okay, a little flat. Be really, really, really careful, trumpets at letter C. In the second measure of letter C, okay, measure 23, we're having just the slightest little tendency to wah, wah, wah because the eighth notes aren't being articulated and moved, the fingerings aren't being moved at the same time. To the rest of the melodic contour around it, all right? Really, really set on them. There's a reason for that, okay? Make sure that these are all connected, okay? What I mean is, when in measure 52, the oboe should just release that figure, okay? Right into the clarinet solo, okay? And it just, there's just the slightest little hesitation, all right? Change together. Come on, fellas. Come on, change together. Pitch right there, okay? Hard, fellas. It's just so hard. You did a really good job in many, many places. It's just so hard to play these things because it's just the time factor involved in holding the note, holding the intensity, holding the dissonant pitches until the resolution. It's so difficult because we want to be able to be very subtle in the change from the tension, okay, from the dissonance to the resolution, but it has to be instantaneous, and we so desperately want to move our hands at the tempo, we want to move our fingers, or we want to move our slide positions, or whatever we're doing at the same speed as the conducted a beat is or the conducted pattern is, and it's just, it's a kiss of death, and you'll hear it all over the place. And what us brass players call wah-wah-wah effect is when we're moving fingers at a different line, because with the eighth notes, just a subdivision is so unbelievably important. One and two and three and four and, okay? Okay, here we go with the Tekeli Fortress. Yeah, nice job, your percussion. Just a little bit more clarity in the timpani. Good job, bassoons here. Yeah, be real careful with the first trombone. You just pinched it a little bit at measure 13, okay? Intonation trombones, hard line. Very nice job. Pick. Listen. Okay, as soon as I said that to the B flat at 19. Yeah, good job here in the lower reeds at 26, 27. The way that we're navigating through beats 1, 2, 3, and 4. Good job. Good job here, xylophone. Very, very good. Nice rolls. Timpani, crescendo. Yeah, even though, look at 48, 49, even though it's got legato marks, some of them are still accented, okay? We got to be able to move between 1, 2, 3, and 4. Driving through, make sure you keep pushing, pushing, pushing. Even though it's the diminuendo, we've got to be able to hear that line, okay? Yeah, nice blend there with the pitch tenor and the bass clarinets, okay, at 71 along with the tuba. Consistency in the eighth notes and the second and third clarinets, okay? Let's make sure that those eighth notes are together in the B flats, okay? Dum 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 dum. The consistency of the eighth notes and the subdivision, but we're having just a little bit of discrepancies in the ways that we're accenting the quarter notes on beat four. Some of the ensemble is doing it, some of it isn't, okay? Yeah, nice job with the half notes at 103, 104 in the lower brass. Again, look at the accents here that are occurring all throughout here, 103, 104, 105. Navigation here at 120, 121 of the articulator figure, okay, especially with as many people are playing, okay, and how fully scored that line is right there. Good pitch right here, okay, in the flute, bravo, keep the pitch up, okay. Very good articulation at 128. Together, together, change together, change together. Trumpets. Change together on B2, the accents. We came in just a little bit late at 139. Again, good ensemble sound, good blend, good job, horns right there. And, okay, yeah, yeah. Good maintaining of ensemble sonority, okay, and clarity. Characteristic tones are very, very good, okay. Yeah, okay, so what's happening, right, and you know this, and you're working like crazy on this, 158, 159, the clarity of those triplet figures turning into the 16th figures is almost like, almost non-existent, okay? One of the things that we have to do is we have to literally rewrite these figures dynamically so that we start much, much bigger in the double forte segments at 159 with the triplets, okay, in the bottom register, and really just sort of lighten it up as we're going up, and we're doing it the other way around. We're losing the focus in the bottom registers, and then the 16th notes on beat 4 of 159 is where we're listening, okay? Okay, ensemble plays with very, very, very good sonority, plays with very good blend, minor concerns as far as intonation are concerned, clarity issues when the voicings start to when the harmonies inside the different sections start to really, really become complex and more than just a couple of measures or a small segment of beats. A lot of good stylistic individual playing, especially on the Tekeli, where there's little motifs here and there that we're coming out clearly and precisely and with confidence. We have our upper woodwind players really do a pretty good job of really focusing in on a pitch and really trying to maintain not only the integrity of the pitch, but also the consistency of the sound of the pitch. We're not hearing very many wah-wah effects from that perspective. However, with that said and done, we've got to be really careful on the Mackie, and we've got to be careful on the slower sections that we're playing, because we do have a tendency sometimes not to move our fingers with consistency, and that's really, really, really hard, because we don't want to. We want to be... We inherently try to be sensitive players by being very timid, being very reserved, being very controlled, when in fact we have to be the most focused when we're playing in a very controlled setting and environment. Okay? Certainly enjoyed listening to Ensemble. Very demanding program, very good job of preparing for the program. Certainly hope some of these comments will help you as you guys continue developing your program, continue developing the things that you're doing, and I look forward to hearing your ensemble again in the very near future.